Now to a story about a billionaire businessman turned politician. He's won over voters by denouncing the political establishment and pledged to run his country like a business. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, but it's not him. The man at the center of this story is Andrej Babiš. He's poised to become the next prime minister of the Czech Republic and to further shake up European politics. My BBC colleague Rob Cameron has been following the lead-up to this election. He told us about Babiš from outside a cafe in Prague.
He's a very, very rich businessman. He's the second richest man in the country. He owns a huge empire of food and fertilizer businesses. He owns bakeries. He owns meat processing plants. He also owns the country's two leading daily newspapers and a TV station. So he's a very powerful man. He's a man who only entered politics a few years ago as finance minister.
Yeah, so he wants to drain the swamp. He wants to run his country like a business. How does he feel about immigration?
He is very hostile to immigration, especially Muslim migrants. He opposes the European Union's scheme of compulsory quotas for relocating migrants. But frankly, there is no mainstream politician in the Czech Republic anymore who supports the EU's migrant quota scheme.
Tell us about the party he started. What's it called?
The party he started is called Ano 2011. Now, Ano is the Czech word for yes, and it also means the association of independent citizens. All the opinion polls suggest will emerge as the biggest party in parliament this weekend.
Right, and he's had some sustained time in that government. Tell us about his legal troubles and his political history, because I'd like to know if you think other lawmakers in the Czech Republic would want to partner with him.
Well, that's the big question. He was fired essentially by the prime minister after he was formally charged with fraudulently attempting to obtain EU funds for a large farm and conference center that he owns outside Prague. Now, he dismisses those allegations, but essentially they did cost him his job as finance minister. He was forced to step down. There's also a separate investigation being conducted by the European Union's anti-fraud office. But for him, really, it damages his coalition potential.
So, Rob, let's step back for a second, because a rise of nationalist leaders has been seen in France, the Netherlands, Austria, Hungary, some with more success than others. But this is the trend we've seen play out in Europe in the last year or so. And we've seen voters, like here in the U.S., who are done with traditional parties and want populist anti-establishment alternatives like Babiš. Can you situate what a victory for Babiš would mean in relation to the rest of Europe?
Well, that's a very difficult question. There are some who see what's going on in this country, in the Czech Republic, as a continuation of a great schism between Western Europe and Eastern Europe, with the rise of far more autocratic, authoritarian, nativist governments in Poland and Hungary. And they say that, yes, well, the same thing. Look, it's clearly happening in Slovakia and the Czech Republic. I think it's not quite that simple, really, because the Czech Republic, unlike those countries, still has a very healthy civil society, still has, you know, a lively independent media. Also, it will depend a lot on what kind of coalition Mr. Babiš forms, if he does win the elections and if he's given the chance to form that coalition.
So come Monday, if Babiš is victorious, would you see the headline more as major discontent among voters in the Czech Republic, or would you see the headline as another nationalist domino has fallen?
I think the former. I think it would be more discontent, but I think the headline for me is, why are Czechs so discontent? That's something that has many people, journalists like myself, just scratching their heads. This country, not just in Prague, but beyond it, has very high standard of living. It has, you know, great growth figures. The economy is in good shape. The economy is now in surplus. It's really an economic success story. Unemployment is incredibly low, and yet, people seem incredibly frustrated and unhappy. It seems that people have the cars, and I'm looking at them now, driving past me. They have the phones, they have the clothes, there's food on the table. And yet there is this great feeling of discontent, even anger on social networks, on Facebook and so on, that really the sources of that are very hard to fathom.
The BBC's Prague correspondent, Rob Cameron, just outside a cafe in Prague. Thanks very much for your time, Rob.
Thank you.